Good morning. This is Pastor Aubrey Gregory. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day, the very beginning of the week. So we thank you and we bless you. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of praise and worship in the midst of the saints. If you can hear me, would you say amen?
Amen.
Okay. We're having some technical problems with our intro, our music, and something like that. I don't know what's going on, but we are live. Praise the Lord. We're on, and thank you for joining us. Well, it's Monday, October 14th, and it's the year 2013, and we thank God for sparing our lives where we're able to come together as we have in the past. I trust that you are feeling well and certainly stimulated from being in worship on yesterday. Wherever you worshiped. And so we say hello to everyone in our listening range across the earth on the internet, you're streaming, or of course there are those of you that are on live with us. So we thank you for joining us. And I'm excited. I'm always excited about getting before the Lord in prayer with our intercessors or prayer warriors. I call you friends of God, and I'm always excited and anticipating that. I would start off by giving a praise report. I've been thinking about this quite a bit for some time and how wonderful God is. I remember my mother. She practiced for tons of years, because when she departed to be with the Lord, she was 89, so that's tons of years. But I know her to be every morning starting her day before the Lord, and I thought it just amazing and an extreme blessing to be blessed with having the same habit, and I know it has a lot to do, has a lot to do with the example that she has set. So they say train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And I think I'm getting old. I just had a birthday, another one, thank God. So I'm not departing from it and have no plans to. But God is so wonderful. I received an inheritance from my mother of early morning prayer. She would get up early in the morning and pray and read the Word. She starts her day like that. So it's one of the best day starters that you can ever have. And so I thank God for giving me the parents that he had given me, and they're both with the Lord right now, and I thank God for that. And guess what? I'm pressing in, because I do want to be with them throughout eternity, and I'm looking forward to meeting them again in eternity. And so their life, their example, their encouragement is still with me and still an example, even now, that they are not here. So be encouraged if you're a parent, grandparent, or whomever, to set the example. Let it be known. Let it be seen. Set the example. Speak of God's goodness and your dependence on Him. Today's program is entitled God of the Poor and Stranger. And certainly God is the God of the poor and the stranger. In other words, His mercies and grace reaches down to the lowest strata and levels of any community, any country, any nation, because He considers even the poor and the stranger. And we're taking that from Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 22, when He gave ordinances for how the children of Israel were to live in their travels through the wilderness. He gave them ordinances that would cause their everyday life to be a blessing and a glory to each other. And in Leviticus chapter 23 and 22, let's listen to it. He says to them, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God." And what God was saying to them, that as they reap they planted their own food and things like that, throughout their experience with God, He says, when you harvest, you leave some in the corners of the field. And note that it was in the corners of the field. Reason is so that the poor and the stranger did not have to experience embarrassment and any such thing as they had need to come to the field. They right on the corner. They didn't have to go into the middle of the field. They can get what they need. So God considers everything about us, our personal dignity, our self-image, our standing in community, and all of that. And He says, leave something for the poor and for the stranger. And we're to practice that even on this day. We're to practice that. We're to always consider the poor and the stranger. Not look down on them as something other than, but look at them as God's people. And we share with them what we have. We don't keep everything for ourselves because we're entitled to, but we share because God wants us to. He is our God, and that's how He is. And He causes it to rain on and to shine on the rich and the poor, the just and the unjust. So He wants us to follow His mode and His methods of doing things. Okay, I trust that you will continue to practice that, and if you haven't, you will begin. It's a wonderful thing. It leaves you in a good place, knowing that you're walking after God in a very practical way of sharing and sharing love. Well, our another praise report is that we saw a couple of our new converts, people that we've been praying for. We saw them in worship with us on yesterday. We saw Tammy, and Tammy may be on right now. And we thank God for her and what God is doing in her life. God is coming in large in her life, and it's quite clear. Every time I talk to her, I can sense that God is just bringing her along, and God is renewing her, and He's doing a makeover. And it's a wonderful thing to watch. So let's continue to pray for Tammy. She tells me she's on every morning listening, and I believe that. So she may be on right now. She doesn't have to say anything, but, Dammy, good morning. God bless you, and you're a daughter of our house, and I've said that to you before. And then I saw, Shakita, and she's a new convert as well, and she was all lit up and in service on yesterday as well. And also we had the blessing of seeing Aaron and his wife, Diane. They were both in church for the very first time. They were in service and worship with us, and it was so pleasing and great to know that our prayers are being answered. He felt strong enough to come to church on yesterday to be in worship with us. Got a chance to meet him. I had spoken with him on the phone previously, and I'd never met him, but personally, face to face. But we did on yesterday, and that was a real blessing to see that. When you're looking at answered prayer, you know, it's very impressive. And so we thank God for Aaron and his lady Diane, and they were both with us, and we thank God for them. Let's continue to pray for Aaron and Diane, pray his strength. He completed his last therapies, I think last week, and so he's on the mend and on the rebuild process. It takes a while, and he's healing up. We believe in God for his complete recovery. Well, that's my praise report. I hope that you have one. And, of course, we'll go to our prayer requests immediately. And while you're thinking of your praise report or your praise request, there's a line that I would need to close because I'm getting some noise on there. And our program is being recorded, in case you didn't know. All of our programs are archived so that people can return to those topics and those programs 24/7, anytime, wherever they are. They can log in and go, and you'll hear our program all over again. So if I'm a little bit fussy with the sound, please be patient with me. It's because I'm aware that every second is being recorded. So that's a good thing. That's why I say in our programs, I always give the date of the program, because we can go back and look at what happened on a certain date and that kind of thing. Okay, while you're considering what your prayer requests and your praise report would be, let us go to prayer. I can't wait to engage in that. And what we want to do today is pray. We want to remember and bless the poor. That's the title of our program, God of the Poor and Stranger. So please join me as I go before the Lord, and we go before the Lord right now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that because your word is true and your word does not return to you void, and that we are blessed because we have considered and blessed the poor, and you will deliver us in our times of trouble. You will preserve us, keep us alive, and that we will be blessed on the earth. We will be blessed in our going out, in our coming in. We'll be blessed in our laying down. We'll be blessed in our getting up. We'll be blessed in the city, and we'll be blessed in the fields. We know that you are the source of our blessings. And Heavenly Father, we know that you will not deliver us into the will of our enemies, and that you will heal us and strengthen us even on our bed of illness, and that you will sustain us even when we're sick. Lord God, we ask for mercy. Forgive our sins and heal our souls. Lord, we know even though our enemies speak evil of us and devise our hurt, that you will not allow our enemy to attack us and prevail against us. And by this we know that you are pleased with us. Lord, we know that you will uphold us in our integrity and that you will set us before your face forever. Heavenly Father, we do ask you and know you will do all these things for us according to Psalms chapter 41. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we do remember and bless the poor. We say, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all of us will say amen to that. He is the God of the poor. And wherever you are, you have needs today. Just trust him. Trust him. He is available, willing, and able. He is positioned as God, the only wise God. There's no other God. There want to be gods, but there none other than him. He is the creator. All things began with him. In him, all things consist. He is the keeper of all things. All things come from him. So embrace that prayer and that word with faith. Believe him today, wherever you are. You can trust him. Take it from someone who does that, that's yours truly, and who is continuing and still learning how to do that, because he's proving himself continually, never a disappointment, ever. Okay, we are open for a praise report of what God has done and is doing based on your observation and experience, or a praise report, or I'm sorry, a prayer request. We are here for that. And this is a brand new week. Let's take advantage of the time that we have. God has given us this time. Let us take advantage of it for his sake, for his glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, while you're am I hearing someone? Did I hear a voice? Because your line is open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, saints. Thank God for yet another morning. Thank God for yet a brand new day. A day that we have never seen, that we will never see again. And thank God for that. I want to thank God for one of our ministers. And I just want to thank God for blessing us. I don't know if we realize how blessed we are to have ministers who search and study the Word of God to share and to teach us, you know, the way of life and the meaning of the Word of God. I want to lift up Brother Terry, Brother Outlaw, and ask God to bless him and to keep him, because he's a true man of God. Last night at the Goodwill service, he shared such a word with us. It blessed my soul, and it taught us, you know, how to go about life. And when we read the word, we have to study it, not only read it and just read it and say, okay, well, we read the Bible. He shared some knowledge with us last night. It was out of this world. So,
praise
and
God.
I know that when we have men, especially men who is seeking God and seeking his word, these are the ones that the devil seek to put things in their way and to, you know, to discourage them and to. So I just want us to lift Brother Terry and all the men of God in our ministry and other ministry who are diligently seeking the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
To keep him and to preserve him, to open his spiritual eyes, to open his spiritual ears so that he would hear and see what the Lord has for him.
I would
really like us to lift up Brother Terry and cover him with prayer.
Well, praise God for Minister Terry. I've known him for a long time, and he's a son and a fruit of our house of worship, and he has a teaching gift, and we thank God for him, because I've known him long enough. I don't know, it's got to be at least 25 years, and I know him to be faithful and steady in his pursuit of God, so I can vouch for him, and I thank God for him and his lovely wife, Kim, who is our administrator. And we thank God for those individuals. They're truly gifts to the world, to the earth, and to this nation, and certainly to us corporately and personally. So I concur with your praise report there. And the context that our sister Christine is speaking about is that we, our church reaches out to a homeless shelter. It's called Goodwill Rescue Mission. Every second Sunday of the month, we've been doing this for years, and so it's a shelter where men are gathered, lots of men. And so we go down there, and we have a team that goes there and minister every second Sunday evening. And so I thank God for all of them. They are led by Elder Dennis McLaughlin. And so we thank God for these individuals that are reaching out to the poor. And it so happened that you gave that praise report today, and we are talking about the God of the poor and the stranger. All right, praise God. Well, I want to lift up another prayer request. I had the honor of speaking on yesterday, last evening, in fact, with someone who has been part of our ministry and is now ministering and lives and resides with her family in Georgia and in the Marietta area. And she's pastoring a church there, a work that her and her husband founded, and they're intimately and integrally connected with us. They're kind of like a daughter church. Their husband and the whole family was with us for many, many years, and the husband was an elder here in our midst. And they're in Marietta, and the name of the church is Christ the Light Ministries. And we want to pray for them. We want to build them up and support them with prayer. So please join me as I lift them up, as we lift them up right now in prayer. Pastor Awiale, in fact, her and her husband, their native country is the country of Nigeria. They're from Nigeria, and for those who are interested in more details, they're of the Yoruba tribe and genre. Wonderful people, and she is a medical doctor, and so she's manning. She's bivocational. She is pastoring the church, heading that ministry, and also being a medical doctor. And it's quite challenging, as well as being a provider, caregiver for her family. And they have four lovely children, two are away at college, and two are still at home. And so it's you can imagine what that's like. I mean, it's a blessing, but it's a huge blessing. And she has to be able to wrap her arms around it, around all of that. So we want to pray for her, pray her strength right now. I had a wonderful conversation with her, and I promised that we would lift her up, her family, and Christ the Light Ministries before the throne of grace. So let us do that now. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the earth and what you're doing, not just in one place, but you're everywhere, and you're reaching people, and you're guiding and providing and longing and desiring to extend your mercy and your grace to all generations. And Father, we thank you for Christ the Light Ministries, how you have supernaturally and divinely provided and raised up that ministry to touch and to be a blessing to those that need your touch, that need your blessing, need your grace. We also lift up the leader of that ministry, Dr. Afolaki Awiale, and strengthen her as she continues to stand in the gap. And we thank you for preserving her, for keeping her in her right mind, for giving her not a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. You're sustaining her in mind, soul, and spirit. You're sustaining her in complete health. You're sustaining her family and keeping them, Lord, moving forward, growing up as tender plants. We thank you for all of that. Your blessings have been abundant and overwhelming. And Father, we ask you to raise up additional help in that ministry. Send laborers into the vineyard in order to extend the hand and strengthen the hand of Dr. Afolaki, Lord, that she would be having help, the kind of help that she needs, so that she can drill down deeper into the community where she is located with that work. Continue to bless every work of her hands. Continue to bless her private practice. Continue to bless her extended medical practice in the hospitals and to patients. Continue to give her a hand, the hand of healing. In other words, she's able to extend your healing and your power into the lives and bodies of those that are sick, that are ill, that are suffering from disease, and changing disease into ease by the power of your mercy and grace, because it's by your stripes that we're all healed. And we thank you, Lord, for the healing and for the healers that you have out there. And certainly Dr. Afolaki is one of them. Bless Christ the Light Ministry with growth, supply, extension, everything that it needs. It's you're the source, and you sourced it. And we pray that you'll continue to show yourself strong concerning that ministry in the name of Jesus. And again, just a little bit more background. Dr. Awiale's husband went to be with the Lord, I think, it has to be somewhere around 5 years or something of that nature. He was one of my best friends. And I thank God, as I was saying to his wife on yesterday, that he had a profound impact on my life and the life of my wife and my family, in fact. He became a part of our family even long before he found his wife, and he was part of our family. And what a blessed and wonderful man he was. I'm looking forward to seeing him as well. Thinking of him encourages me to run and run the harder. But God chose to bring him home a few years ago, and so now his wife is carrying on the work that they both started, and we had the privilege of going down there and installing them in the office of pastors and ordaining them then as well. So I thank God for that experience with those wonderful saints of God. So pray for Sister Afolaki. That's her name, and she's wonderful. And they have four children, and we have the honor and privilege of also being their godparents. So, or at least one of them, one of the godparents. So pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. There is something going on with our music section of our studio today. Maybe it's just on a day off because today's Columbus Day in the U.S. And, you know, it's a holiday for some. It's not a holiday for me. I mean, our office, our staff is off, but I'll be at the office as usual because I have work to do. But may God bless you all of this week and strengthen you and keep you and cause you to shine brightly as a light wherever you go and whatever you do. Keep a smile on your face. Remember, you want to have your countenance be clear so that what God has done and is doing on the inside of you is able to shine through to others. So we thank you for joining us on today. And we're looking forward to this week. There are some things I plan to share with you. And so please join us. And we hope to have our intro and our outro music issue resolved, hopefully. I don't know what's going on with that, but God is good. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. Amen. Continue to have a blessed day. Love you all.
Love you too. Praise the Lord. Thank you.